Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to give a shout out to Jam and Jeff.
I love that dude.
Listens to the he's the P1. He listens to the show all the time. Cullen's Ice Cream. And it's funny that he texted into the show because he's listening to the show tonight. I was going to surprise stop over to see if I could, because you've met Jam and Jeff.
Yeah.
I have not.
Oh, he's a good dude, man.
You met him downstairs before.
Yeah, a couple of times.
So I had a couple of days last week where I happened to be working out at Lifetime Fitness in Champlin, and I was just going to drop in and just surprise and ask around, hey, is Jam and Jeff here?
Yeah.
And I didn't do it because they've got multiple locations out that way. So I'm like, what if I stop in and, you know, he's not there and he's at a different place or he's making deliveries or what? But I went to their website. I saw their locations. I saw their story about, you know, how it came to be and all that. And they have a little blurb in there about Jam and Jeff. So shout out to Jam and Jeff for listening to the show. And I appreciate it.
Man, it's fun because, like, he'll text in and then he's like, hey, you know, we got these things. And, you know, and then I have to go meet him on the, you know, I'll go meet him on the street while you're doing the show up here. And he's just happy. He's like a happy guy. And it's the power.
We like happy.
It's the power of positivity, right? Like, we need more positivity, and I love it. I don't know, man. We need uplifting people because we have so much nonsense in this world.
All right. Speaking of uplifting, this is what I want to see.
Oh.
Because I have a concern.
Oh.
Okay. I have a Twins concern.
That doesn't make me happy.
So with the Minnesota Twins, two names that have come up have been Mick Abel and Tosh Bradley. Two of the pitchers that everybody's been talking about, like, these are guys, get them into the pipeline, develop them, it'll work out, and they can be arguably, you know, integral parts of the rotation in the next couple of years. Okay, that's fine. It's fine to hear that. It's fine that maybe that's the thought that everybody has. But this is what I want to see. I want to see that both of those guys have something that's going to excite me this year into next year. This is the reason why I bring this up. So let's go back in time a few years. Remember when we made the trade, Nelson Cruz goes to Tampa, and we ended up with Joe Ryan?
Yes.
And I said this on this morning with Vanita Soccer on the morning news. The moment that Joe Ryan got here, he showed that he had something, right? He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But from day one. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that everybody's got to be Joe Ryan, because not everybody's going to be Joe Ryan. Tarek Skubal, he had some bumpy days until he became that guy.
Yeah.
So not, the light bulb is not going to just magically always come
on. It's not linear.
Yeah, everybody's going to be different.
Yeah.
Joe Ryan could be a one-off, okay? But Joe Ryan came to Minnesota, and from day one, His very first time getting on the mound for the Twins, I said, ooh. I said, there's something about that dude right there. Like, I like what I see.
I've liked his stuff from day one, yeah.
From day one. What I'm saying about Abel and Bradley is, please here in the final month of the year, show me something that's going to get me excited. Because so far, and to be fair, I didn't see Bradley on Saturday. I had way too much stuff going on between the celebration life that I went to, a nonprofit event that I went to support. I didn't see his start. Everybody was talking about how well he pitched. That's good. That's awesome, whatever. But I just want to see both those guys show us something, show glimpses of being talented pitchers here at the end of the year.
I do, too. The problem right now with that, though, is the September call-ups, Mick Abel was actually optioned back to St. Paul.
Yes.
Which is I think, good in the sense that they want him to get some more reps, I understand.
He was optioned yesterday.
Yeah, he was optioned yesterday because September 1st, the call-ups, that's when the rosters expand. And, you know, Travis Adams is back up and Noah Davis is back up. Deshaun Kiersey, you know, the way that they had things yesterday, or not yesterday, on Saturday, where Bradley started and Abel came in after was kind of odd, because if Abel is going to be your starter, and I understand you're just kind of throwing things at the wall at this point just to kind of see what sticks, I would have liked to have seen him start a game if that's kind of what the plan for him is. He's the number six prospect in the Twins system. And he was one of the two key pieces that you got for Durant. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's much more pressure on Abel because he's younger. And I feel like, okay, Griffin Jacks was kind of a last minute, you know, falling out with Rocco, get out of here, we're going to bring in Taj Bradley. Okay, Bradley's got some upside. I feel like there's a lot more pressure on Abel at this point to prove that he's the guy, because you also, and I said, you made the deal with Harrison Bader, and I think I might have said this to Steve. You made two separate trades with Philadelphia, one for Duran, one for Bader. I really would have liked for those two guys, if you knew that you were going to deal with both of them, package them together and look for Matt Painter, who was a higher prospect than Mick Abel. That's what I would have liked.
Yeah, but you get for something that a team's not going to do.
You
don't control that.
Yeah, no, I understand.
The Phillies, in their heart, they said, no, we're not doing that.
But
you got to do what you can then. But I think you're trying to force it there. You're trying to create a package that I don't think was ever there.
But it seems odd that a team would trade with the same team in a matter of 12 hours. You'd make two separate deals instead of packaging those players together. And maybe that was by design for Philadelphia, so they didn't have to give up Painter. But at the end of the day, this is who you got. I'm confident that Abel can turn it around. We saw glimpses from Bradley a couple years ago, but I don't know what you're going to see out of Abel between now and the end of the season at the major league level.
Yeah.
He may not pitch for the Twins again until spring training.
Let me say this right now. I'm not sitting here before anybody calls me a Derek Falvey apologist, because I like Derek, good dude.
Can I call you a pull-out protector?
He's made some deals that haven't worked out. He's made some deals that have worked out. Mm-hmm. Let me say this. I don't think for one second, if he had the opportunity to get Andrew Painter, who is the number one prospect for the Phillies,
he would have
turned that down. Like, there's just no way. So, yeah, they made a couple different moves. That was never on the table, Chris. I think you and I both know that. Like Painter.
It's absolutely a pipe dream. Absolutely. But to me, it's just weird. It's like, okay, you get Abel and a catcher. But it's like, that's kind of, you know, if you're going to trade your biggest trade chip, because the Twins didn't have a bigger trade chip than Johan Duran. Like, Duran was the biggest guy at the trade deadline that should have netted you the largest return. And I think the more that Abel struggles, and maybe this is just a short-term deal, but I feel like the more that he struggles, the more people are going to question those two moves, you know, independently of each other. That's just my opinion.
You talking about Duran?
What? The Duran and Bader, yeah.
The more that who struggles, I'm asking.
The more that Abel struggles.
Oh, that Abel struggles.
Yeah, okay, the more that Abel. Yeah, Durant's been fine. Durant's been fine.
He did blow a game last week, but who cares? I mean, it's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Yeah, Bader's been really good for them. So, I mean, they're twin. You know, they're twins east, I guess, with Kepler and Durant and Bader. So I guess the Phillies are our National League team that we're cheering for.
Okay, all right, real quickly here. Because I know that we're talking about twins. But North Carolina received a kickoff. Cottrell ball, we got it on one of the monitors. North Carolina, because you got to switch it. We got to get the links up.
Oh, yeah, I'll get the links up here on the break.
North Carolina, it's the debut for the Hall of Famer Bill Belichick. They get the ball. They march down, put 7 on the board immediately. And, of course, they show the girlfriend up in the suite.
I was going to ask, where's Jordan? Where is Jordan? Yeah. She's thinking she got more money.
Wait, is that
rolling.
Michael Jordan? That's Michael Jordan and Roy Williams. Oh, my God. It's Lynn in North Carolina. I mean,
you see
Michael Jordan and Roy Williams up in the box.
Yeah, do you see Randy Moss was wearing a North Carolina hoodie on the set? Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Good for the hoodie. I hear she's a nice gal. That's what I've heard.
Jordan.
Word on the street.
All right, coming up next, we've got the bite of the night, which is going to perfectly lead us into our 7:30 topic. We get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. It's time for the bite of the night here on the Lake Show. And the bite of the night involves Vice President J.D. Vance. I think that this might be his first appearance on Bite of the Night. I think so. And this is him sitting down with the reporter, and he is talking to the reporter because they ask about him getting experience and if he needed to, you know, be elevated to the presidency, you know, is he ready? And he's talking about, you know, how he's gotten on the job training and how he, you know, like he's ready if the time comes that he has to take care of business and become president of the United States. Take a listen to this soundbite because I want to get into a topic after that.
As vice president, you're a heartbeat away from the presidency, and your boss is one of the oldest people to ever be sworn into office. You're one of the youngest people to ever be second in line. Are you ready to assume the role of commander in chief? And why should Americans trust you to lead the country?
Well, I've gotten a lot of good on-the-job training over the last 200 days, but also say that the president is in incredibly good health. He's got incredible energy. And while most of the people who work around the president of the United States are younger than he is, I think that we find that he actually is the last person who goes to sleep. He's the last person making phone calls at night, and he's the first person who wakes up and the first person making phone calls in the morning. So, yes, things can always happen. Yes, terrible tragedies happen. But I feel very confident the President of the United States is in good shape, is going to serve out the remainder of his term and do great things for the American people. And if, God forbid, there's a terrible tragedy, I can't think of better on-the-job training than what I've gotten over the last 200 days.
All right, so this is really interesting that this is coming up now, okay? Which, because we're going to get more into this here after the weather, and we'll talk more extensively and take your phone calls and your texts at 651-461-9226. I think that this is just a super interesting soundbite from the perspective of that soundbite was from last week, okay? Soundbite was from last week with regards to J.D. Vance talking about how, health-wise, Donald Trump is in phenomenal shape.
Healthy as a horse.
He is. He's doing amazing.
Ripped, like, jacked, stacked.
Which we know that that's a lie, okay? And we'll get to the lie here in a minute, but we know that that's not true, and we'll talk about why that's not true here in a little bit. Secondly, though, beyond it not being true that he's 100% fit and healthy, now everybody's wondering why he's not been seen for 4 or 5 days or whatever, right? Like, and we've seen this before. We saw this with Biden. Now we're seeing it with Donald Trump, okay? And it's just super interesting how everybody's freaking out. And I, like, there was a over the weekend, there were people that were like tweeting it, and social media is always, it can be a train wreck sometimes.
It's interesting.
It can be a train wreck.
Yeah.
But people talking about, you know, Trump's dead, or, you know, where's he been? First off, stop. Don't go there. You guys know, not a fan of Donald Trump, but stop that. Stop with the he's dead thing. Don't speculate like that. If we want to say something seems a bit off, let's just go ahead and say that. And yes, something does seem a bit off, okay? But to say that he's dead and, like, there's some cover-up and a conspiracy and all that, stop it.
Not productive.
But it's not productive.
No, it's
and
not.
Number one, like, where are you getting that from?
Yeah.
Like if your basis for stating that is just simply because you haven't seen him in public, like, knock it off. There needs to be a lot more for you to go to that extreme.
Well, Donald Trump doesn't always like the cameras. He likes to be a little kind of, you know, he's shy.
But to be fair, though, I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up your butt as though, like, something doesn't seem off. And I'm not sitting here saying that he's on his deathbed or anything like that, whatever. But the lie that I said that we would get to, and we'll get to it now, is that he's 100% healthy. And the reason why we know that that's not true is because what do we have here this summer with the thing about the hand, right? Why is his hand messed up?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, so at the time when that first initially was talked about, they said it was some sort of like vein. Remember they said, I can't remember the specific term that they used, but they said something about it was like a vein issue or something like that or whatever. And then you had everybody wanting to be internet doctors and say, oh, it's because of this. And you got people speculating about his heart and all that.
Everybody's
not
on WebMD.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Everybody's on WebMD. And Google's not your friend in that regard. But to say when we know that they came out and said that something was going on with the hand and there was some sort of diagnosis or whatever that he had, how can you sit there and then lie to the American people and say that he's 100% healthy, he's fit, and he is going to serve? And I said this before the election. I said this before Kamala Harris was even the nominee. I said, I don't care what you guys think. I think that we're really putting the country's leadership in jeopardy if we're talking about Joe Biden and Donald Trump potentially being the next president. Because I don't think that either guy, and this is when Biden was still, because remember the whole stuff was coming up?
When he was the candidate.
About a local guy here, Dean Phillips.
Oh, Dean Phillips came out and said that he's too old.
Was talking about, and I said Dean Phillips is on to something. And look.
And that got him blackballed essentially from the DNC.
Well, to me, my issue with Dean Phillips, and I still stand by this, was Dean Phillips needed to give the people something more than he's old. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Yeah.
Tell us about you. Tell us what you're going to do to fix problems. Tell us what you are going to do to improve American lives. Don't your pitch, and you can't drive around in the bus and say and run on Joe Biden's oath. Like, you got to give people more than that. The same way with regards to the other Republican candidates. You got to say more than Donald Trump's oath. Like, that doesn't do anything for us. But the same way that I looked at both guys and I said, man, these guys are way too old to be running for president, I didn't believe that if Joe Biden had a ran and if he had a won, that he would serve out 4 years. I said the same thing about Trump then. I have not wavered in what I think about Trump and his health now. All of this seems a little bit like weird, especially when you look at this Newsweek thing talking about Trump posting week old photos.
Oh, with John Drew, everything
yes.
to kind of
yes.
You know, I've heard the term proof of life. Yep. I've heard that over and over the last few days. It's like, well, the White House is telling us proof of life. It's like, why is that even a thing? Like, why are we seeing these week old posts? Like, he's an 80-year-old man. He's going to have calamities.
Yes.
We are in our 50s. We have calamities.
Joe Biden's not going to remember everything. He's not going to be as sharp moving forward. But 651-461-9226. What's changed? What has changed between Trump and Biden and all of this stuff about suspicions about health, fitness, the ability to conduct all of the duties of being president of the United States? What has changed with regards to Donald Trump as opposed to Joe Biden? 651-461-9226. Your phone calls and texts after weather on The Late Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, so what has changed? Is it just the individual? Is it politics? Is it the Joe Biden hate? What has changed? Both aging men in decline, and every day people were obsessed with Joe Biden's health. He's not as sharp. Shocker that the man's not going to be as sharp as he was 20 years ago. But if we're being honest with ourselves and we're looking at Donald Trump, shouldn't we be just as concerned? 651-461-9226. And I just, the timing of the J.D. Vance stuff, questionable. And then also, don't think I didn't notice this, because I think I might have brought it up a week or a week and a half ago. When Donald Trump made the comment to one of the reporters about wanting to go get into heaven. Huh? What? Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, if you are really a Christian person and you walk the faith, then you shouldn't have a problem about saying, hey, I really want to get to heaven. You should be able to know that following the scripture and living a Christian Christ-like life, that will lead you to that path. You should not have to say that out loud or send a fundraising email saying, quote, I want to try to get to heaven.
And I am not sitting here saying that Donald Trump is on his deathbed. We don't know that.
But we know nothing.
Exactly. We don't know anything.
We know nothing.
And let's be honest. They're not truthful about anything anyway. The jobs reports come out, he's firing people because the reports aren't to his liking.
He doesn't like it, yeah.
If you do a quick search on Google, let me just read you the headlines here.
Okay.
From all these different outlets. Donald Trump posting week-old photo raises eyebrows amid health speculation. Newsom's trolling of Trump continues with posts taking aim at president's health. Melania Trump spotted at Walter Reed? Online claim reignites Trump health rumors. Trump dispels health rumors, hits golf course. Trump demands pharmaceutical companies release COVID drug success rates. That doesn't have anything to do with this. Donald Trump at risk of amputation? doctor issues warning amid concerns over U.S. presence. So it's all these different articles and all the stuff, whatever. This is the deal here. This is the deal. Let's not jump to any conclusions about Donald Trump and his health, okay? Because it'll all come out in the wash. And secondly, okay, because that's the number one point, is let's not jump to any conclusions about his health. We don't know anything. We only know what they tell us. Secondly, is with regards to all of the speculation and everything that's happening, let's keep the same energy. Let's keep the same energy. There's so many people that were outraged at Biden. Let's keep the same energy. Whether it was Jake Tapper, my dear friend and colleague here, Chad Hartman, had talked ad nauseum about Joe Biden's health. We know that Chad's gonna have the same energy for Donald Trump and all of the speculation, so we'll see how that shakes out. Let's keep the same energy. That's all we ask.
Well, I think we're kind of used to Donald Trump being a little unconventional with how he does things or how he talks. So it's like when you hear something or you see something, you're like, well, that's just Trump being Trump. People don't question Donald Trump as much because I think they know it's just a little unorthodox compared to maybe how Joe Biden would have done things, even if his mental capacity wasn't quite the same.
Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff? What you got, man?
Hey, Henry.
How you feeling? How are you feeling? How is your health, buddy?
He's elderly. Remember that.
I'm elderly.
He's elderly.
But I'm an ass-kicking elderly.
I hear you, my friend. I hear you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I hope you are, too. But you asked the question, you know, what's the difference between the discussions about Biden in the past, discussions about Trump currently,
yep,
health, ability, et cetera? The difference is nothing. Until these parties can pull their heads out of their collective asses and give us some viable candidates, and until the constituency, the voters, can do the same, you're going to have this ongoing round and round and round we go, and we get absolutely no place, and we gain absolutely nothing. And that's what's going on with candidates, sitting officials.
All right, so hold on. So Jeff, let me ask you this, man. So let me ask you this. All right. So this is, I'm going to put you on the spot here because I think that we need to bring this up again and we need to be honest about this. And I think that one of the things that we can do in life is we can evolve and we can mature. You know, we can change our decisions on certain points of view, right? And perspectives in life.
Sure.
We can. So I'm going to ask you this. As a quote, elderly man. And you know, I say that lovingly and jokingly because based off of,
he did the air quotations.
Yeah, we're having fun with that. Do you think that we in America are at the point with regards to candidates, we should have an age limit for the presidency of the United States of America? Because Joe Biden currently is 82. And I'm not an ageist. Okay. Yeah. I'm not. I honestly, like, you have to look at everybody and everybody's different. Some people age gracefully. Some people don't do so well. Right. Joe Biden for 82 is pretty with it. But now to me, to be the leader of the country, I think that 82 is too old. Now you got to put, Trump in the mix. Donald Trump is 79. I think that he is too old. So at what age should we say, you say that we should have an age restriction. What age would you say that should be?
I have advocated for this on Hartman and DeRussia and even on your show at one point. 70.
70.
70. The minimum age is 35. Let's keep the math simple. Double it. If... you're running for president and you're going to turn 70 anytime during your term, you can't run.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
I'm 73.
Okay.
And, you know, I think I'm pretty much with it, pretty much sharp as a tack.
But, you are sharp.
There are probably those that would disagree. But the point is, do I feel like I'd have the energy and the wherewithal to be the president? No. No. I had a shoulder replacement in May. I'm too damn busy going to physical therapy.
Oh man, your shoulder replacement has nothing to do with those bone spurs from Donald Trump back in the day when he was young.
and I developed peripheral neuropathy, so I walk with a cane. I look like hell going up the steps of Air Force One. No, we don't need that. Said if 35 is the minimum age, 70 can easily be the maximum. And we're not offending anybody. We're not going to take a study on biologically what happens to different people at what age.
You know what's so
those
funny?
Just good arbitrary numbers.
You know what's so funny? I got a text here from the 612, Chris in Little Falls. Henry Biden could not complete a competent sentence. Don't compare them. Chris, with all due respect, do you listen to Donald Trump talk? Are you kidding me? Donald Trump is the dumbest president that this country has ever had. What are you talking about, Chris? You're comparing him to Joe Biden? It's laughable. Come on, Chris. You got to do better, bro. The man lies to us about tariffs and who pays tariffs. Come on, stop. Come on.
His grammar has been established as being at the eighth grade level. We all know that. It's been in the newspaper.
Come on, man. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids, man. I hope that you're having a nice, happy Labor Day weekend. That's the funniest text that I've seen in the last couple of weeks. Comparing the competency of Joe Biden to Donald Trump is laughable. And I'm talking about laughable with regards to Mr. Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump, the funny thing is, like, during the whole campaign, they talk about Kamala Harris and the word salad. They call it the weave, right? Just some ambiguous intertwining of general words. You know, somebody asked.
Yes, they call it the word salad.
Yeah.
The Donald Trump word salad.
Yeah, but that was a term that was used for Kamala Harris. I legitimately cannot follow for 3 minutes, I cannot follow a Donald Trump press conference. Because it has a tendency to jettison.
No, it goes off the rails
in several different ways.
When he gets off track, and he starts talking about other different things that have nothing to do with anything. Mm-hmm. Then he starts gesturing, and remember he had the rally where he's making the motions like he's doing the inappropriate things.
Oh yeah,
come on, man, Chris and Little Falls, come on, bro, seek help, bro. I love you, man. I love you too much.
There are so many times out there that
we don't have the same energy for Donald Trump.
No, we don't. It's because if you look at the decline, you cannot look at Donald Trump now and even from a year ago think that it's the same person.
And look, I said the same thing with Joe Biden, though.
Yes.
I said this. I said he's clearly not as sharp as he was when he went into office.
No.
That is concerning. And I gave Dean Phillips props for that.
Yes. I feel like the problem, though, is you could criticize Joe Biden and not feel like you were going to have any persecution. Like, if I feel like now if somebody criticizes Donald Trump, even if it's not criticizing, if it's making a factual statement, if it's to look and say, this is what we see. And there is so much misinformation coming out of the White House that seems adversarial. If you say anything, and I feel like people are afraid of being adversarial with Donald Trump because we see what is happening with the deal with Paramount. We saw what happened with Colbert. We see that Donald Trump is you know, there's this overstepping of previous amount of influence that presidents have had, I feel like people are just afraid to step up and say anything, even if it's factually correct. You could say, hey, you know what? You're 79 years old and you wear a blue suit with a red tie. They could come out and dispute that.
Donald
and people would
Trump
be afraid.
Goes to rallies and he calls the people that are in attendance the wrong names. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, I think that we've lost it. We're not dealing in reality.
Do you remember when
we are seriously not dealing in reality. He's it's not good. It's not good. And I'm not going to laugh at it because I don't think any of it's funny. Like, people will try to laugh it off and be like, well, he's just an old guy. And it's not, I don't think any of it's funny, especially when you talk about the presidency of the United States of America.
Yeah. Do you remember it was like a month or 2 months ago where somebody asked Donald when Alligator Alcatraz was a thing before that closed, you know, thoughts and prayers or, you know, whatever we're doing with that. Do you remember when somebody asked him about, you know, how much time are these detainees going to spend in Florida? And then he went off saying, well, this is my home state. I'm going to spend a lot of time here. And it's like, no, they asked you about the detainees, not you. And nobody bothered to correct him. It's like, I feel like people are just afraid of Donald Trump because of the influence that he allegedly holds.
And he routinely gets laughed at by world leaders on the world stage. We have seen it time and time and time again, and people just want to just kind of push it aside or brush it aside. 651-461-9226. We've got headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. All right, let's dive right into headlines. We're short on time, so let's get right into it.
All right, let's get into it. H. Lake, hundreds gathered at the Lake Harriet Band Shell earlier today for a march that's described as a day of unity, a day of community, and a day of hope. Following last Wednesday's deadly mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church that left two children dead, 21 people, including 18 children, wounded. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey addressed the crowd before they departed the band shell for a 2.5-mile march to Lyndhurst Park, scene of a candlelight vigil last Wednesday evening. Marchers, both young and old, carried signs and walked in groups. There were no chants, only conversations throughout the bustling crowd about what changes could come out of such a tragedy. Mayor Frey reiterated calls he made last night to ban assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. He encouraged leaders to give the city the ability to issue that ban if progress wasn't going to be made at the state or the federal level. Healing through community was a sentiment echoed throughout the Monday afternoon's march. Those at the march supported Frey's calls to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
Yeah, this is... I'm still reeling from all this, man, that happened last week. Dead serious. I know that we live in a society and a world today where, like, we move on to the next and we sweep things under the rug and we forget about it, whatever. Like, I don't operate like that. I'm still thinking about Melissa Hortman and her husband getting shot and killed. The Hoffmans are still recovering.
Yeah.
Like, this is not normal, people. We've had way too much tragedy.
Well, I disagree. It is normal. This is part of our normal. I mean, we've been dealing with it for
This isn't normal.
Yeah, but
if we want to talk about by societal standards, yes, but that's not normal. This is America.
And this is normal in America.
That bugs me.
This is part of who we are. This is part of how the world views us. We might not like it, but that's reality. Hey, congressional Republicans scored a massive victory this summer when they passed President Donald Trump's tax and spending cuts without a single Democratic vote. But as they return to Washington this fall, after a month-long August recess, they'll have to find a way to work with Dems or around them as a government shutdown looms. The annual spending battle will dominate the September agenda, along with a possible effort by Senate Republicans to change the chamber's rules to thwart Democratic stalling tactics on nomination. Senate's also debating whether to move forward on legislation that would slap steep tariffs on some of Russia's trading partners as the U.S. presses Russian President Vladimir Putin on Ukraine. In the House, Republicans will continue their investigations of former President Joe Biden, while Speaker Mike Johnson navigates a split in his conference over whether the Trump administration should release more files in the Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
Wait, are we ever going to get that?
No. No.
You don't think the Epstein stuff's going to come out?
No.
I think somebody's going to spill the beans.
No, why didn't the Biden administration? They're too afraid. There are too many Dems on there. It's the elite deep state.
We want it all.
The radical left deep state. That's why
Dems included.
Yeah, they didn't. Now, if Dems are on it, then we have to redact that. That's how that works. Mm. It's only one side. No, give us the whole damn kit and caboodle. Give us the Epstein files. Let us judge. And finally, I'm going to skip down to business. Not surprised that U.S. no-frills pioneer Spirit Airlines filed for a fresh Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Fresh
and so clean. As dwindling cash and mounting losses derailed its turnaround efforts since emerging from a previous chapter reorganization in March. I'm not smart, but I'm pretty sure that's two bankruptcies in 5 months. I'm not flying any Spirit Airlines anytime soon. But, I mean, bail out the airlines. Let's do it. Can we bail out the airlines? Spirit needs our help.
I need help from Eitan Shander. I need him to help me out because I want to make some money wagering on the National Football League in week one. And he joins us next on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.